Now, my presentation breaks into roughly three pieces. First of all, I want to talk about the foundation myth behind, I think, a lot of contemporary family policy. Then I want to talk about the implications, the implementation and the implications of modern family policy, and with particular reference to one country, Sweden, which is looked upon as the country which has truly brought about the modern family, the way the state should deal with families. Now, I call it Back to Utopia, because everything has a beginning, has an origin somewhere, and the one that seems to always be in the background somewhere, it's the story of the garden or the lost paradise, which existed before capitalism and patriarchy came upon us and ruined everything. Now, in this paradise, no child knew its own father. Everybody contributed selflessly to the common pot, or maybe, I don't know, the great goddess dripped things down. And the love that was greedily locked up later on in the nuclear family, this was impartially trickled over all children. And of course they were communally reared. Women in this utopia were freed from family responsibilities so that they could work on the same terms as men for the general good, which happened to be the same as their own fulfillment. Now, going back into this garden is inseparable, obviously, from destroying the traditional family, and this deserves to die because it's been condemned as the chief instrument of some vicious process of conditioning that perpetuates class oppression, transmits the evils of Western culture, and crushes women and children. In this nuclear family, traditional family, all human relations are just matters of power and control. And the care and reciprocity that we might see working across and between generations, well, that's just servitude. And in this family, the children are subject to the arbitrary whims of their parents. It's a stultifying, suffocating prison. If we didn't have it, the children could belong to everybody. Now, and in this, if we can get back to utopia, we can get back to the future, we can envisage liberation jumping from one generation, one person to another. And in a recent book from New Zealand, the author mentions how in 1971 he saw this placard around a toddler's neck on a woman's liberation march, and it said, "Free mum, free dad, free me, free childcare." And obviously communal child rearing has gone with having free sexuality. And when the possibilities of the garden surfaced in the counterculture explosion of the 1960s, readmission to the garden or liberation meant unrestrained sexual expression, or polymorphous perversity it was called, and it was pioneered by the homosexual vanguard. Now, at the time when the garden came up again in the 1960s, it had been there before. Of course, the 1890s saw a similar wave, but that was pushed back at that time. When it, say, re-emerged again in the 1960s, a possibility, we laughed it all away, didn't we? This was the lunatic fringe of the counterculture, the lunatic fringe of the great questioning of the time. And it wasn't going to stand a snowball in hell's chance, thankfully, we thought, of being implemented. And you think back and how wrong we all were. And obviously the story of that paradise was laid out by our friends Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. And since the 1960s, their critique of the traditional family has, if anything, gone from strength to strength, with the discovery of more and more ramifications of this great evil to deconstruct. Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, we can now had the guide in hand of Foucault, and under Foucault's inspiration, all reality has become an oppressive construct. Knowledge is domination, and all socialization, education and nurture has been made problematic, and it's all transformed into inhibitive discourses which are out to get us. And in fact, Michel Foucault, has of course gone beyond the Marxist critique of the ideological manifestations of economic structures to locate power in social meanings and norms. And everywhere in academia, you find that Foucauldian thought has been uncritically taken up as the only valid worldview. Many university courses seem to teach nothing else but Foucault, and more Foucault. The arts, history, the social sciences, it's all Foucault. Now, the program which has taken shape out of all this neo-Marxist and Foucauldian, I think you call it, critique, it rejects biological relatedness and commitment. And it involves nullifying marriage, I think, which we've heard a lot of today. It involves separating partnering from parenthood. And it involves rewriting parenthood as no more than a legal convention. And with family relationships rejected as in any way, no way are they biological or natural, though, so they become anything anybody wants them to mean. And again, gays are still in the forefront, pioneers when it comes to severing family from gender, from commitment, from blood, from kinship. If you want to go back and talk about those, then you're guilty of merely using heterosexual constraints. And I'm sure it's all been helped along here by scientific advances in the reproductive field, which are effectively creating motherless and fatherless children. Now, I don't notice that one of the places where the postmodern deconstruction of the family has gone farthest in obliterating marriage and replacing biological with functional parenthood is here, with the amendments to the Civil Marriage Act in 2005, removing gendered references to spouses and replacing natural parent or biological parent or blood relationships with the term legal parent. So the biological or genetic mother and father is becoming unmentionable. I mean, certainly in the UK, husband, wife, spouse is now unmentionable. Everywhere you just see this term, partner. Where's your partner? When I get these questionnaires or forms and it says, have you got a partner? I always put dancing, question mark. I don't work in a law firm, you know. It's sending out the message. It's Orwellian. It you alter the language, you alter the way people think, you alter the way they behave. So we're all just in these casual, transient relationships of convenience. That's what partnering signifies. Change your partners. That's what it is. And we have instructions now for the National Health Service drawn up by Stonewall, financed by the government. Stonewall's a homosexual pressure group. Again, it used to be seen as an extreme homosexual pressure group, but funded by the government. And these instructions have gone into the health service where doctors and nurses are told not to ask children, for example, is your mummy going to visit you? Because you mustn't use the words mum, dad, mother, father. You must ask, is your carer coming? Now, if as these Foucauldians claim, we've all got to live in pure relationships or families of choice, What are these? Well, they're focused on self-development, independent of ties beyond those of immediate inclination and transitory encounters. And I quote from one Foucauldian, postmodern living arrangements are diverse, fluid and unresolved, constantly chosen and rechosen. Now, I think the question which comes about here is, what about the children? What happens with children here? Empowered. That's what children's right activists reply. The child constituency is hysterically now played upon by the left. And the drive for the eradication of marriage and the promotion of new family forms can hardly be separated, in fact, from the campaigning on behalf of children's rights. Children's rights, as they're laid out in the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child of 1989. This is the most widely ratified human rights instrument in history. And I think this convention, it marks the transition here from protection rights to choice rights, and from then on to enabling or empowerment rights. And human rights once meant protecting the individual from unnecessary state intrusion. Under the new order, the state and its agencies are advocates in the business of empowering those identified as oppressed or marginalised. And again, the old principle in domestic law was that the state only intervened when the family was dysfunctional or absent. But now those who the child needs the law and the rights activists to protect and free it from are its own parents and own brothers. And the onus is therefore placed upon the child to make up their own family of choice as they go along. In fact, what better family can there be than one that revolves around children or is created by them? And I think this parallels what was said earlier on about marriage is just people in love or something like that. There's this a mawkish sentimental edge to all of this. And the German Red-Green Coalition insists, for example, that family is where children are. So seen another way, of course, children are being deprived of security, their own mother and father, and a sense of any contextual identity. They're being born effectively as exiles from any kinship network. Aren't they orphans in a sense that we've never had before in history? Where are children, in fact, without the power and commitment of parents who will go, in the words of John and Elizabeth Newsom many years ago, go not just a reasonable, but unreasonable lengths for their sakes and whatever their imperfections. Now, in the UK, a stable family structure and commitment by the mother to the father to the mother and their offspring is sadly lacking for more and more children. Whites and Afro-Caribbeans in less affluent areas now raise children almost entirely with lone parents. The tide of crime, addiction, violence and failure following on from the increase in feralization, and I can only call it, I think we have to call it feral reproduction. Feralization of reproduction is providing the state with a rationale, if not the excuse, to take on child rearing and intervene in person and family life on an unprecedented scale. We have, in fact, trumpeted in the UK what is being called multi-partnered fertility. It's what my cat would have had. You know, some Tom comes around one year, another Tom comes around and leaves, you know. Multi-partnered feral reproduction. Now, in such very fragile, feral conditions, child rearing tasks obviously can't be adequately covered. So these have to be offloaded onto outside bodies. And by the same token, the continual erosion of family structure, with children more and more born to lone mothers in transient relationships with various men, it makes the family very permeable. It's no longer an obstructive group or institution. Two people are a group. One person is no barrier. So there's no barrier to interference here from the state, no more than it can adequately rear its offspring. And the dissolution of this two-parent family, it's bringing the lone parent or the biological unit of the mammal mother and her child into direct relationship with the master state. And it's been, I think, encouraged precisely for those reasons, partly. It was, for example, in the Soviet Union and in Nazi Germany. This is the preferred family form of an interfering state. And of course that package of the mother-child state has been around for a very long time, as in Plato's totalitarian vision, where, having got rid of family relationships, the state is free to pursue whatever political or educational agenda it chooses. Now, the state's assumption of more and more of the support and rearing of children is almost inevitably going to accompany progressive family fragmentation. And in the process, it facilitates more dissolution. And it's not, certainly isn't, I think, an unintended or spontaneous development. The growth of feral reproduction, particularly in the UK, has been the consequence of a clearly determined political agenda. So the state is complicit in family disintegration. The lone mother is the preferred family form, and there is immense discrimination in the tax and benefit system against two-parent families. In the welfare and tax system, the welfare and tax system is something based on family structure. It's not based on family need. It makes couples less eligible for help, and of course it makes poorer people subject to marriage penalties. Just like you to look at a couple of examples here.